Okay.
Okay, cool.
Wow.
This is weird.
I'm weirded out.
Oh. Oh goodness. Oh.
Right. Let's go. Let's
All
go.
right.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Enlightened Podcast. I'm Jen.
And I am Danielle.
And we are your hosts this evening. Welcome.
Welcome, guys.
We're going to finally discuss episode 3 of season 2. I have to say, though, this episode I'm not a big fan of.
Really?
I know, shocking. I
Oh.
know. But I can't relate to it as much as the other ones. I mean, I never had any drug or alcohol or
Neither have I.
addiction
Yeah.
experience, and I don't know. I mean, there's bits that are nice, but I don't really connect as well as with the other ones.
Yeah, I guess, like, I do really like the episode, but I don't connect either in that sense. Like, I've never been addicted to drugs or anything either,
Yeah.
or I'm.
I
I
don't know.
don't like alcohol either, so
But I did like The Weeknd, though, and that kind of had the same ideas, I guess,
yeah.
because it was about that. And I really loved that one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that well, this one's I guess kind of different 'cause it's like only Levi basically. You know?
Yeah. My big complaint, I guess, is that they spent too much time with him realizing that this isn't him anymore, kind of thing. And I'm like, they could have covered that in 10 minutes. They didn't need, like, with her mom, I guess her mom's episode, I liked that one and it was all her.
Yeah.
But with this one, I feel like they harped too much on the one moments, or they put some stupid things in that really didn't need to be
Oh, see, that's
to get their
interesting.
point. I don't know.
That's interesting.
We'll
I just,
get there.
yeah, we'll get there.
But what's interesting? What were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say it's interesting you said that because I thought like everything fit together. I thought like everything that was put like you're right. I think it could have been put in 10 minutes, but
Some things, not the whole thing. I mean, I wouldn't have minded if it focused on him the whole time,
yeah.
but some things, I was like, oh, okay, this is getting dragged out.
Yeah, I can understand that. But yeah, I really liked it, but I'll say why when we get to certain points.
Works for me.
Okay.
All right. So, as you could have guessed by now, this is the episode where we get to see what Levi's been doing in Hawaii since he went. And it starts off with Amy getting a letter, and I love that her mom's super nosy, and she's like, yeah, because you're so supportive. I'm like,
Oh.
sure.
Amy's
I'll
like
let you
a
read my letter.
Amy's like a teenager. It's hilarious.
I
Like
love it. I love it. So she reads the letter, and this time all the voiceovers are from him, which is nice. And we see that he's not having fun there. He doesn't enjoy his time at open air. And there's like no suspension of belief I have written, because with Amy, she was so into it, and she would practically do anything they asked and any exercise, or she was just in like that imaginary, happy pixie dust zone.
Yes.
And he's full on reality, and he's like, this is stupid. He sees it in with no, what is it? Purple glasses or whatever that saying is.
Oh,
I don't know.
yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I,
Rose colored
yes,
glasses.
there we
Rose,
go.
that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, he doesn't see it like that at all.
Right.
Like she did.
Right, and I think he finds it to be like almost inauthentic. Like people are just
Cheesy.
Yeah, cheesy. Like everybody's happy-go-lucky. His roommates, like,
Yeah, he's like focusing on the truth and honesty of it, and he actually puts down the wishful thinking.
right.
I always that's kind of stuck with me the whole time whenever he says about the wishful thinking, and that's exactly what Amy thrives on,
Yeah.
and what she her pixie dust, as I said before, it
Yeah.
follows this, and he kind of put it down.
And he even says like, I think it's when he's like on the yoga mat. And they're telling him to think of like a dream he's had, or like a good dream he had. And he says all his dreams are chaos and his past is a junkyard. Like,
Yeah.
it seems like he's just from the get-go, you can tell that he's wrestling with some kind of issue of he doesn't, he might be even guilty. Like, he doesn't want to have that kind of happiness, you know, because he's guilty of things that have happened. Maybe he doesn't even know he's guilty.
Which, that's one major point I do like about this episode is that it kind of showed us as an audience, and I guess him as a character as well, that he's not like that bad boy aspect, I guess, that he's been trying to portray this whole time. Because as soon as he's thrown in with people who are actually like that, he feels so not up to them. Like, he's
Right.
like, I'm not that crazy. I don't. He thought he was this whole time, and then he's like, well, maybe Amy had it right
Right.
here
Yeah.
in spots. But I'm skipping a lot.
Yeah.
But that follows what you were saying, though.
Definitely.
But and then he talks about how he was looking for the turtle and such, and he only found trash. And he's like, "Your turtle, if it ever existed." He at this point, he's even throwing that in, that
Yeah.
he's so wishful thinking is so out the door that he's like, "If it ever even existed."
Like pessimistic.
Yeah, every little thing is so down. And then he said, "It's gone, and at least he can't find it if it ever existed."
Right. And he also says, I don't know if it's before or after that, but I have written in my notes, he said for him, talks about God and how God is a beer on the beach to him.
Yeah.
And he how he said at least it's honest, and I really liked that line 'cause at least he is being honest, like 'cause when we think of religion, like we think of believing in God no matter what our doubts are, but that's not always true. Like it's okay to doubt, and he's just being honest, like where some religious people aren't honest. He's like, well, God's a beer on the beach to me, and I'm being honest with you.
And even though like he has no wishful thinking and all of that's gone, there are moments though where Amy kind of comes into it, like with the turtle, because if he has no wishful thinking or whatever, he still went and looked for it.
Right.
So a part of him, like, there was Amy in the back of his mind or somewhere in there, he was kind of honoring her,
Yeah.
and she kind of influenced him that way and enlightened him, huh, in a
Right.
way. And even though he's denying all of it, he still went. He still looked. He still took the time to do that. That's like the one thing he participated in this entire trip, was he went snorkeling and looked for her turtle.
That's really, I never picked up on that. That's really cool that he has her in the back of his mind, almost like his guardian angel, which
Yeah,
kind of,
that's what I kind of took away from this, because
yeah.
all the way throughout, it's kind of like the light in the back of his mind, kind of just pushing him in the right direction all throughout. Even when he's talking to that girl, when he's writing his letters, when he's thinking, anything positive in here, it's always something Amy said or did, or it's influenced by her. And I love that about this, though.
Yeah, that's very true.
And it also shows that he's kind of sensitive to her thoughts and ideals more than what you originally thought, because he's always putting it down, especially in the weekend in those episodes. He's always putting it down and kind of laughing at everything she does and says. But here, you could tell somewhere in there it strikes a chord with him, and he is sensitive of it, and he's aware of it.
Right, definitely. The part where he like freaks out at his roommate after this, that part to me is kind of hilarious, even though I feel bad for the guy. I sit there, I'm like, oh, if I were like annoyed like him, I might be the same way. Like, stop talking about farting all the time. Like, I just found that, I found that like very dark humor. I really liked it.
I felt bad for him, though.
I did feel bad. I felt so bad, but
I did.
at the same time, I was like, oh, I'm in the middle, I'm torn.
It's another one of those uncomfortable moments that this show brings to you, where you don't really know where to go or how to feel, but you just know that you're feeling something,
Right.
even if you're not sure what it is. You're always feeling something, which is wonderful.
Yeah, definitely.
The next part in my notes I have is when it cuts back to Amy. I don't know if you have anything else up to that.
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay, well, it cuts back to her, and she finishes reading his first letter, and she's wiping her tears, and I'm like, oh, she wants him to do well so bad,
Yeah.
and it's just, she has so much hope. And then she kind of lies to her mom and says, "No, it's okay." And then she subtly rips it up in
Yeah.
the garbage can.
Wait, can I just say, like, because I've seen the entire season now, I guess we're not doing spoilers, right? So I shouldn't say anything.
You could do whatever, you could say anything you want. There are no
Okay.
rules here.
Okay. Cool. No rules. Right. Okay, I'll just say this is kind of spoilery. It almost foreshadows like the end, like of this season and I guess the show, because it's almost like she's she's reading about this, and even, like, at the end of this episode where she gets that, like, a nicer letter, I think she's mm-hmm. almost, like, letting go of him at this point. Like, slowly beginning to let go.
Yeah. Right when he's starting to cling more. Exactly. So they're totally reversing, and it's wonderful. But now that you mentioned, though, that you've seen the whole thing, do you see what I mean now? Earlier, all the times I said, oh, it's reflecting the end, or oh, it's foreshadowing this.
Yes.
It's all connected.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and then her mom has all these realistic opinions, as always, and Amy doesn't want to hear any of it because she's in her wishful thinking mode, as always.
Yes.
One thing that we mentioned before about Levi being honest, and that he seems very self-aware, I think, and not delusional. And even though, I guess, like I said, I've never been addicted to things. I don't know people who are addicted to things, but I'm going to guess that they think that they're self-aware. They think they know what they're supposed to do and what's right and what's wrong for them. But here, they're not, though. They just think they are. But here, I think Levi has a pretty clear head. I don't know.
I think he does, too, to be honest. I think, because like you said earlier, he's not that, like, party animal kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I always thought, like, he had a handle on, even though he took drugs, he had a handle on, like, what
he
took.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. He has a handle on it.
Yeah.
Because those other people that he meets later do not
no.
have any handles on anything.
Not at all.
But, and also here, he's finding faults in everybody and everything yes. around him. And that's when my mind kind of went, well, he is self-aware and he's not delusional and he does have a clear head. But then he starts blaming everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know. Is he, it made me think, I don't know how far he knows what he's saying or not.
That is true. Maybe he's, that's a really good point. I guess, so he's self-aware, but he's almost overly self-aware that he's not being aware of the people around him. He's not being aware of other people's.
Yeah, like, he's rational, but he's irrational at the same time.
Yeah.
And I don't know how, which way to even take that.
Right.
I don't know.
But I definitely know what you're saying. That makes sense.
So we go back to Levi again, obviously, that's where we are, and then we see him hanging around the two bad influences.
Yes.
That he's like, these are my people, I understand you, and you understand me, and we're gonna be best friends, kind of thing. But then he learns, no, that he's not that kind of person that he thought he was, and that's an interesting lesson, I think. I guess you think you're one kind of person, you hang out with those kind of people, and then you realize, wow, that's not me at all.
Yeah, it was very interesting that, like, his interaction with these people and how when they kind of want to bring him into their circle, he's kind of like, no, I'm going to stay away from that.
And then when the girl starts talking badly about Amy, I love how his expression changes and he defends her. And when even when she asks what she's like, he was saying, oh, well, she saves things and
yeah.
she's one of those positive. He was saying it in a good light.
Right.
And then he's like, well, it's kind of realizing maybe this time has passed and he doesn't fit with these people. And Amy is his, like, higher power, as he says later.
Right, yeah. And isn't this the part, too, where, when they're in the group and the, I guess, instructor is asking him to share, and he asks why, and she, I forget what she says, but he says he just doesn't feel like telling them anything, and that mm-hmm. they're full of it. And I thought that was really interesting, again, going back to what you said, that he's, again, so self-aware of, like, his feelings and not wanting to be honest about them, even though he's honest about other things. So he's, like, so self-aware that he's still, like, pushing people away.
That's interesting, because if you look at that, you have two extremes of unself-aware people. You have the people that are telling everything in the world to the group, and they're crying and all of that, and they're not very self-aware. They're just what Amy would probably do, just completely open herself up and let it out.
Right.
And then you have the other side of the people who are so unself-aware that they just want to gravitate towards what they're familiar with and things that they want to do and what they don't care about the consequences. And they're unself-aware, because Levi is the most self-aware, because he knows He knows it's bad, but he wants to do it anyway. But at least he's aware. These people are like, oh, let's just do this. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, he is the most self-aware.
Exactly.
Even though he's making bad decisions, he's still self-aware. That is interesting.
Yeah, because he knows, like, he knows, like, that he wants this thing. He doesn't want to be at Open Air. He's self-aware that, well, right. I know I can handle it. I'm not going to go crazy, but, you know, this is what I want.
But yeah, that's why I skipped a bunch in there. I don't know if you want to go back to it, you can. I skipped all the craziness and
stuff
that I felt was just useless to me.
Oh, okay. That's
like,
really,
whatever.
That's why I was confused, because at first I was like, oh, I thought that conversation happened after. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I that was my next paragraph. I literally had nothing to say about middle part. But you could go on, say whatever you'd like.
I'll just say a few, like, I'll try to condense it here.
Whatever, go for it.
Okay, well, first, this is, like, kind of a random comment, but I would never have hung out with those two people. Like,
mm-mm.
I still wouldn't have, like, today.
They scare me.
Yeah, those people, like, just from experience, like, those type of people bother me. Like, I grew up, or didn't grow up, I went to college with people like that. Just, they bother me. Like, not to, like, insult people that are like that, but just from
if you're listening to this podcast and you are like those people, we still love you.
Yes.
It's okay.
We still love you. But, I did like one part where, when they're inviting him to, go to the hotel, and Levi keeps saying no, and the guy's like, dude, let go, let God. And I just start cracking up, because that's, like, one of the most cliche statements that's out there sometimes. But then, I know he goes to meet with that counselor, right?
Yeah.
He goes...
Yeah.
Because I guess he's not causing trouble, but they want to see how he's doing. And he, like, they ask him why he's there, and he says he wants to get healthy. So, like, he's aware that he wants to get healthy once again, but he doesn't want to take the steps to be healthy. Like, he doesn't want to, again, like, admit to this. Like, they say, get rid of your electronics, but he wants his electronics.
Right.
He won't follow the rules and all that.
But he's aware of them.
Exactly.
That is interesting. Okay, maybe this episode is more interesting than I thought. I always look in these episodes for, like, a yin and yang kind of thing. Like, there's always a good balance, because I feel like if there's a good balance in a show or an episode where it's always pulling at both ends, then you have a good product.
Right, definitely.
And here, I was looking for it, and I'm starting to see it now. Okay.
Am I sucking you in?
You're getting there. You're getting there. Like, the pulling of both ends, I just find that to make a good show and a good thing.
But that's what's good about this show. Like, the fact that it does that every episode but stays consistent.
So good. Yeah. This is ridiculously good written. Not that we've beaten that dead horse over and
over.
Oh,
we have.
But it just has to be said once an episode.
I was about to say, once an episode, it needs to be said.
It's written so good. I mean, if you're on, what, episode 3 of season 2, everyone in the world knows it's written really well.
Yeah.
But we'll just reiterate it in case you forget.
Yeah, in case you forgot.
You know.
And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is even though I've never been to one of these facilities, I have been to church camp. And they take us, they don't take, they tell you not to bring electronics there because they want you to disconnect in a very similar way. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I love that, though. We are not valid people to discuss this episode, because like, the closest thing I have is church camp.
Yeah, I know. That's true. Well, that's so true. Now, I won't go into, like, all that stuff that they do once they get to the hotel.
Do you find all that relevant?
I mean, I don't personally, but I'm gonna make a bet that a lot of people from our generation do.
Okay, relevant, entertaining maybe, but relevant to the show, though? Relevant to what the voice of the show is? I don't know.
That's really interesting. No, it was... Yeah, it did... I will admit, it did kind of seem awkward. Like, it's like, oh, the show has been like this, and now it's having... how do I say it? I know where what you're getting at, so I agree. It was a little out of the blue, and kind
I
of.
mean, they could throw some of it, but it's like it went on and on, and now they're gonna do this, and now they're gonna have drugs in the bathroom, and now they're gonna have drugs in the hotel, and now they're gonna have
Yeah.
drinks here, and now they're gonna do this. I'm like, okay, we get it. They did
Well,
that already.
now that I'm thinking about it, okay, so you just made a really good point. I think the reason that they did that was Levi needs to be sharpened. Like, he needs to have something really, really bad happen to him to kind of shake him out of I guess the word's apathy, maybe. Or yeah, apathy, I'd say. Shake him out of apathy and get him to come to his senses, which he kind of does by the end, if you think about it. So this is like his climax, if the show was about him. Yeah, so, but I will say, like, this, it did bore me a little. I was like, oh, you know, but at the same time, I appreciate it, you know?
Oh no, I feel like they could have thrown a couple. I don't even know. Because my mind is not as genius as Mike White, so I don't really
I
know
know.
what to put in. But I feel like he could have thought of something else to take up space. I mean, you throw some of that stuff in, whatever. But the end, it felt kind of rushed,
It did a
a
little,
little.
yeah.
Like right when it was getting into the actual point, it was like rushed. It just went through really fast, and I was like, oh well, where was this the
Yeah,
whole
that's
time?
interesting.
Because it was all wasted with
Right,
them
yeah.
doing all their shenanigans. Wow.
That
Shenanigans.
was fine, mate. Good word.
Thanks.
I found it weird, and I guess I'll come back to the Amy thing where he defends Amy. But like at the part where like he gets up in the morning and he wakes the guy up and he won't come with them, so he just leaves. I thought that was really interesting that after what the guy says to him, where he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna go to jail," you know, I blew it again. And I will say that I really thought that Levi would bring the guy back with him. I thought that was a little harsh that he didn't.
I liked that he didn't.
Yeah.
I liked it was like totally just leaving that part of him there because
Oh,
I
yeah.
feel like that was kind of a reflection of himself. The whole time when he was whining on the bed, Levi was saying, oh, this sounds like me, or this could have been me, or I've done this before. And it was like leaving that part of him there
Yeah,
and not taking it.
I definitely see that now that you say it. But I do agree with you, actually. I do agree, you're right. He was seeing a part of himself, I think, and he was leaving it behind. But part of me still says, like,
Be the good person and
yeah,
take him back.
like he, I mean, you heard what he said, like, you gotta be the to let it go completely. Maybe he would have been better taking him, but I still like the choice, like you said, how he has to let go of that. 'Cause sometimes you can't. Like, if he had brought him back, what would have happened? You know, that
Yeah,
guy might have tempted
he
him
would have
again.
got caught and it would have
Yeah,
just been messy.
exactly. So, yeah, I can see why they made that choice.
They kind of wanted to make Levi have like a clean break from
Right.
all that. No extra baggage, because if he brought the guy with him, that would have been extra baggage, extra explanations, extra all this stuff. This
Right.
way, he just kind of let him start fresh.
Yeah, that's a good word, clean break.
Yeah.
Or words, clean break.
Clean break.
That's very true. So, but what you were saying about how he defends Amy when that girl's like calling her nasty names,
Yeah.
I was so happy when he did that, 'cause I feel like that's like almost the moment where the light bulb went off, where he's like, oh,
Yeah.
she does care about me. Why am I hanging out with these people?
Actually, I think it was right before then, whenever she asked what she liked, and he was explaining all the things, good things that she does, and he wasn't saying it like out of spite or out of joke. He was legitimately saying it like very genuinely and kindly and softly, all the nice things. Like that's admirable to him,
Right.
who's saying it like that. And that's, I think that was right before she started saying bad things, and then he was defending her a little bit.
Right.
But right then, when he was actually voicing what he thinks of her and all what he admires her for, that's when he, I think it was turning a little bit for him.
Yeah, that's true, especially like when you have to tell somebody about a person, at least for me, like you're very selective in what you say. Especially like if they're your friend, like you're trying to say like nice things about them, like, so you're trying to think, well, what is unique about this friend you know, if somebody asked me, like, something about you, like, what would I say, you know?
And hold on.
She loves theater. She's a singer.
Oh, God.
She's a podcaster, an awesome podcaster. I hope
nobody ever asked anybody that.
But
ever.
But I think, you know, in his head, he's going through the things that, like, make Amy really great. And you're right. That's when he's kind of realizing, oh. Like, it's like self-consciously realizing, like, how great Amy is.
Yeah, because instinctively, whenever you think of a person, you automatically feel a certain way, whether it be good, bad, and then you might want to cover it up. Like, if someone asks you about, I don't know, your mom, you automatically feel feelings, and then how you explain it to them is different.
Right.
It might be different than how you feel. That's normally true. You never explain exactly how you feel because that's personal. So if someone says, what do you think about your mom? You feel something, and then you might say something different. For him, that's, I guess, probably what he feels. That, because since he was so vulnerable anyway at that point, he was probably just saying whatever.
And you just made me think, oh, this is brilliant. You made a really good point, because he is being honest about Amy. And if you think about it, comparing it to, like, when he was in the group and they asked him to share and he wouldn't share. Mm-hmm. Now he's in a situation where he's not under pressure and he's sharing, like, the most honest thing he's probably said out loud in a while.
Yeah, that's true, because that's one thing. He was completely honest in every single thing he said in this episode. Mm-hmm. Even if he didn't want to share it, because it was too honest to share, it was still honest, though. Every single thing he said was honest.
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
It's like a breakthrough for him. That's his breakthrough.
That's cool. Okay.
Oh, I love this.
I know, right?
let's see. I guess this is where Guy apologizes to Levi. What does that note mean?
Oh, that means, and he goes back to his roomie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then his roomie's like, I told them you took a walk or whatever, and he stuck up for him. And now Levi's seeing the good people he should be hanging around with opposed to the bad people he was hanging around with. And he's seeing both in a different light, because originally he saw his roomie as a bad person and the two crazies as good people. Now he's totally switched and he's like, those are the bad people and my roomie's a good person. So he was wrong.
Yeah.
Perspective totally flipped.
You're right. Yeah, that's so true. And I felt it's like almost a very redeeming moment when he says, like, don't be sorry. Like, I should be the one who should be saying sorry.
And it's the first time he's blaming himself.
Right.
And not everyone else around him. So everything was flipped after that. It's genius. Yeah. It's genius. Everything is just mirrored, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, because for the first time, he admits that he has the problem.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I have here written here in my notes.
It's so good.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I feel like almost like even though it's just a story, but this is what like storytelling is about. Like, this is why I like this episode, because even though a lot of it is like, oh God, I don't want to watch this. Like, it's interesting, but it's a little boring. But at the same time, this is what story writing should be, like seeing a person come out of it and not like dehumanizing it in any way. You see exactly what he goes through. And you're right, it drags on, but, you know, isn't that real life if you think about it? Like,
yeah, I guess. Because even now, this part here, I'm thinking, where was this the whole time? Like, it could have been sooner, and they could have stretched it out more. I don't know. But it all happened the way it did for, I guess there was a good reason. I'm sure there was.
Yeah.
But, and then we come to the best part, where he reads the second letter.
Yeah.
And he finally decides to participate in all the activities, and when he's lying on the mats now, he's saying they're telling him to remember a time where they were their best selves. And he's like, I've never been my best self. The closest to it I could think of was the person you thought I was.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. And then he's like, you saw something in me that didn't exist. Maybe it did. Maybe you're my higher power. I don't believe in much, but I believe in you. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, that is just amazing.
And the thing is, while I can understand why people, like, I like Amy, but I can understand why people find her annoying, but at the same time, we need people like Amy, because she never falters in her belief in him. Even when she kind of lets go, she's still believing that he can be a better person, that he can be his true good self.
See, now, here's something I just realized. This is all about perception, because he perceived himself one way in the beginning of the episode, and the whole time, he's just seeing himself how he thinks Amy sees him. And he was even talking about how, the closest to it I could think of was the person you thought I was. Like, it's all people perceiving people who probably never even thought of them that way, really. Right. But it's all how you perceive what other people, how they interact with you. Am I making any sense?
You are.
It's all about perception.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though it might not be true. Amy might not see him that way, whatever. Or he might not see her that way. It's how he perceives it.
Right, exactly.
How he perceives her perception.
That's really interesting that you say that, because it's true, like, it's weird to hard to explain, but I know what you're talking about. Like,
I know, I see all the layers in my head, I just can't explain them.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, a valid way to explain it. Like, okay, so I'm looking, I have a magazine right in front of me right now, Robin Williams is on the cover, so he's gonna be the target of what we're talking about for a second. So think about Robin Williams, like, Robin Williams was, like, a human, so... Obviously. So he has everything going on in his life that's personal. You don't know what was going on in his life, because you know, no one ever knows like you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's perception. I have my perception of Robin Williams from, like, layers of my life, like watching his certain movies and growing up with him, and I have a certain perception of him. But you, like, since we talked about him on a another podcast, you have a totally different perception of him that's completely different than mine, because you grew up differently. You grew up with different memories of him.
Yes, and there's no truth, there's no real truth to perception, because it's like an opinion in a way. It's how you perceive. And in here, it's just like that.
Right, exactly.
It might have been a misunderstanding perception, but it was still how he thought she saw him. And yeah. She and he and how he thought he saw himself, and it gets so weird and floaty at this point, because nothing's really true. It's just all, none of it's fact. It's all built on opinion and your own perception and your own experience is thrown into it.
And now that you say that, I'm glad, once again, this is why I love this episode, that they give Levi the time to figure this out on his own. Like so many TV shows and movies, they kind of force the character into figuring something out. I'm glad Levi came to his own conclusions and they didn't force him into it.
And they didn't, like, throw it in your face as in Amy writing back to him and telling him how he should feel.
Right.
Or it was all thinking how someone else thinks of you. None of it was based on anything, really, other than experience and putting the pieces together. There was nobody really telling him, this is how I thought you were. He probably never even admitted this to Amy.
Right.
Ever. It's just his own psyche. And that's so smart.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
It's so smart to do it that way. It's so human to do it that way and realistic.
Yeah, it's his own. Like, he doesn't need to share.
That's what we all do.
Exactly.
We all do that. That's how we all form opinions and thoughts and anything. It's all perception based. Boy, that's genius. That's genius to go into that and to tap into that to make this happen.
And
genius.
It is. And that's just, again, brilliant writing on Mike White's part, because
it's...
How do I say this? I'm trying to think.
To not spoon feed any of it. It's all natural and organic.
Exactly.
Those are the words.
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth.
That's the words. Natural, organic. It just flows.
Exactly.
It's so...
No, you're so right, because, like, no, spoon feeding and stuff, oh my gosh, you're so right. Like, so much entertainment is spoon fed to us. Like, they have to just, like, you know how on TV shows where it's being plotted out and people will say things that you're like, come on, would they say that in real life? No, nobody would have these conversations. And so they're spoon feeding the plot to you. But this doesn't do that. They show what's going on. They don't tell you everything. Like, they let you figure it out. And
And they don't even spoon feed it to the characters. They
no.
have they give the characters a hard time when they try
Exactly.
to figure it out.
Yeah. And now that I think about it, going back to like what I said, how he left Travis behind, I'm kind of changing my mind. I'm glad he left Travis behind because if he had taken him back, yeah, it might have been the right thing to do, but it just shows how human he is that he has to let go of him. It's keeping his humanity there. Yes, we want him to do the right thing, but we want him to not be against his character.
And he was honest. He
Yeah.
was being honest. Another form of honesty.
This,
Because it wouldn't have been. I know. I know. I'm right there with you. I know.
Oh, man.
Oh, could we just note the fact that in the first letter he just signed it as Levi, and then the second letter he signed it Love Levi?
I did not even notice that.
Could we just
That's.
note that? Because
Huh.
that's genius as well.
That's so subtle, and oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And now he's full of wishful thinking and all of that. And then he goes and looks for her turtle
Yes.
again.
Oh, I love when he's like he's looking and he says, "I may never find it, but I know you did, and that's okay." Or I forget what.
And that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, but knowing that you did, that's good enough for me or something.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
It is. That, see that ending? That's what I was waiting for the whole episode.
Yeah.
That part. The whole that part.
Yeah. It
So good.
shows like that Levi isn't a perfect person, and neither is Amy, but she does have this kind of selfless love for him, like of always believing in him. And I think when he tells, like when he says maybe she's her higher power or his higher power, first I was kind of like, I don't know. But at the same time, I think there are people and things in our lives that push us to believing in ourselves and believing in something bigger than ourselves.
Perception. They might
Exactly.
not really do it, but you perceive it as so
Exactly.
then it is. It's so smart.
Yeah, so I thought that was really cool, a smart way of telling the story.
See, the thing is, this whole ending could be so cheesetastic
Yeah.
and cringeworthy in almost anything,
Yeah.
but because you experienced this whole journey with Levi and know Amy and just you're at this point in the show. This is the
Yeah.
best thing you could possibly get. Any other show, if someone read this, even just reading out loud, I'm like, okay, this is cheesetastic. But in the context, knowing everything that you've seen, where the characters are, where he is right now, that is beautiful. Like, that's what you need to hear right now.
Right, exactly. That's what you need to hear. We've been in through this episode. We've been through this terribly hard episode, and it's what we needed to hear at the end. You know?
Yeah, even combined with all the other previous episodes thrown in, I mean, this is where we need to be with this, and it would seem cheesy thrown in anywhere else with any
Yeah.
other character in any other show,
And
but here it makes sense.
exactly, and like cheesiness is all over like the media we watch or we read or we listen to, like so I see it and I'm like, oh God, please stop. But this show is like one of the shows that just avoids it altogether. It's creative, it steps outside of the box, and I really
You know
appreciate
why?
that. Why?
I think it sets it up in a way that it allows for the cheese, but it sets it up in a way that you don't even notice it. It needs to be there. Like, they make it so intense in one direction that when you throw the cheese in, it's balanced.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
It's that push and pull again. You have so much of one way, and then when they throw the cheese in, you're not cringing. You're like, oh, I needed that to be pulled
Yeah.
more in this way.
And it's also like a time and place as well. Like if his letter had been mid-episode, like it would have been like, or how do I say this? Like if the episode had been rushed a little more where he came to the conclusion midway and then maybe we saw him enjoying open air. It would have been like, oh, really? Like, that was really cliche and stuff. But the fact that it took us through and then put it there, it was positioned perfectly. Like,
Okay, now you're changing my mind. Maybe you're
oh.
right then. Maybe you were right to have this at the end and not cut out the middle stuff. Maybe that
Yeah.
middle stuff was for this, to make this better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard to say. I mean, I do agree with you. I found those parts to be boring, but I still love this episode. I really like Levi a lot. I think that's why.
I do too.
I like the actor as well, but I really like Levi.
I know. There's really some about him that you just have to be, you're invested in. You're just interested.
Yeah.
And you're rooting for him. Yeah. Because if it was like those other two, what, Danielle and Travis, if he was like those, or if we had a character like that, I would care less about them. But there's so many depths to him.
Yeah, and I think what you just said makes a lot of sense as well. Like, Travis, I hate to say this, but, I mean, come on, we all do it. Like, when we look at a person and we judge, like, what they look like, it's just, we all do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes sense. Like, Luke Wilson is the actor's name. And I think he has a very calm look to him. Like, even, maybe not calm, like, very... just, I don't know, serendipitous, maybe? Like, where the other guy looked kind of hardcore and, like, a punk kid. And I hate to say that, but, like, it's true. Like, does that make sense? Or am I just being a total
jerk? I'm sure that was very intentional as well.
Yeah.
Gosh, I love this show. I'm always apprehensive getting back into these because they give me so much anxiety, as I say, every single time. Because there's so much... here, and you kind of have to prep yourself to go into this, because there's, if you really want to look into it, it's a lot of energy. But well, thank you for listening, if you're still with us after all of that. We appreciate it very much.
We do.
And feel free to send any tweets or any feedback or any arguments or anything else you want to say. You could tweet at EnlightenCast on Twitter. You could send an email to enlightenpodcast@yahoo.com. You could send me a tweet if you'd like at Jennifer_Lynn89. You could send Danielle a tweet at
DK a writing story.
There you go. I think that's all.
I think it is.
It's been too long.
I know. Yeah, I think you got it all.
All right. Well, all right then. We'll make sure you join us next time, whenever that is. Hopefully not too long.
Yeah.
But next time for episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll be halfway.
Oh my gosh.
Halfway done.
That's insane.
But, I know. But it's just getting good, though, so.
That's true.
It'll be good coming up. So, anyway, thank you for listening, and talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.